good evening for the first Sunday of 2009. What an excitement to be here in America and to rejoice in knowing the Lord and to rejoice really in the service of His kingdom. We're going to start 2009 in a very different way. We did it for 26 years. We're going to start this year, the evening service, with the motto of this year, Jesus Saved, 231. That will be the motto each time we preach, we bring the Lord and see if the Lord will increase His church as we share the gospel. 231, Jesus Saved. That will be our motto for the evening. We come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And we just have a song in our heart, Jesus Saved. How blessed we are that we know it. How blessed we are. And how blessed we are that we have believed that Jesus has covered us before the presence of God with His own body and His own blood. Thank you, Father. And as we worship the first Sunday on 2009, Father, we are thankful that we can start the year in your house from morning to evening, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Bless us as we study thy word, as we bless your name with songs from our heart. And bless those who cannot be here, that they may set in their mind that here is a meeting to meet, to praise you, and to learn from you. And then, Father, for those who are listening on the internet, bless them too, that they may know that there is a mighty God and that there are truth in the Word of God in different books of the Bible, as we study the book of Romans almost to the close. How deep is your Word and how helpful is your Word for our life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus we thank you. Amen. All right, we will ask you to tell us what song you have in mind, and we mix that with some people who are in the internet who also may call and bring their call. I see Benjamin Hans from here. Number 83, that's just, or 93. I think it's still a song on Christmas, is that right? Yeah, well, that's all right. Christ has come, that's no problem. 93, a song on Christmas, all right.
Thank you.
wonderful son. We start our Spanish class a year ago with 3 people. Today we were 11. So we missed some, but at least I'm going to tell you what I have. And so I can count to 11 people. So that was the progress. Doubled 100%, don't we? And just for your information, we're going to have a wonderful luncheon, because my good friend Don Pedro only eat luncheon. We're going to have a nice luncheon, and perhaps in home buffet where we can have 4 or 5 dessert. And all the Spanish people will come in. And if you want to come in, we welcome you too. We're going to let you know it's Saturday in the afternoon. We're all going to celebrate it. The Lord has blessed us with 11 people. Another progress. I started the class alone for a year, teaching the class except 2 times. But now is another Sunday school teacher coming in. One day him, and I'm training Ephraim. And Ephraim, thank God, changed jobs so that he can be on Sunday on church. He has a good job in the golf club, but he changed to get so that he can work the whole night so they can be here on Sunday morning. So there is a lot of spiritual progress in the life of these people, and it's wonderful. We lost, we miss Anthony, otherwise we'll be 12. And perhaps we will do a readjustment on the Sunday school so that we can have other people and so on. But it's just so wonderful to know, as you evaluate what the Lord has done, the triple, at least triple the class, and that's a good, solid progress. So praise the Lord for that. All right. Yes, Darlene, here in the back. 85. I know those little kids, they love Christmas song. They think of their present. All right. Number 85, one stanza on Silent Night. Can you believe it that for 100 years, Silent Night cannot be played in church because it was too modern for the time, because the music was copied from a bar. The man who did the song, then a man hear the song, and in a bar he played the piano. And so when the church knew that the author of the music of this song was in a bar and he played, then they don't allow the song. Now we think it's too holy and too old. but you see, that's how music goes. All right. Number 85, Silent Night. Welcome the laurels back to the church, and I hope you have a real blessed visit with your family and with yourself as you enjoy it. All right? 205. Here it is, 205. And now Anthony and Tricia are there, is that right? Yeah. Until February, no? Friday. Oh, until Friday. Okay. All right. 205, once for all. about people who listen to us, and they listen to our evening on the 31st, and they want to know, what is my text for the next year? I always pick up a text that I carry in my pocket all the time. And my text will be one that was also Russell's favor. It's in Micah chapter 6 and in verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? And I took it really personally. He said, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's my text, all right, for this coming year. To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. You know, you choose a text, carry it in your pocket, and it's going to really refresh your mind in every dark moment that comes along. All right, another song from your heart that you want to sing tonight. Darling, all the Marcos and Alejandra family has selected the song. Okay, tell me. 261. Yeah, that's right. 261. Another song from your heart to our heart, Brother Bob? 42. All right. And if we don't know the song, remember how it is? Bob will sing it for us.
We don't know this one.
Bob, the pastor, and Greg. So the congregation will leave, all right? All hail the power. That's true. Study of God's Word is a little larger, the chapter, and I want to cover the entire chapter. Brother Greg.
Why not 44?
44, okay. That is good. I have the pleasure to call during your dinner on the 31st and during at the end. And it looks like they were very happy. I talked to Olivas and I talked to Kong. And he said, yeah, I'm getting the food, Pastor. He said, that was very, very good. Number 44, And Can It Be? Thank you, Tayan. We don't know the outcome, or Raquel finish the therapy. See what will be. You pray that we would love to avoid the surgery on the shoulders, and love that the Lord will do some healing there.